I drove the car over there, and it said road restricted to SUVs, ATVs, and there was a little asterisk, and I thought I saw at the bottom, and rented Geo Metros.
The man that we buy the car from seems very nice and charming, although he doesn't really answer questions in a lot of detail, you know. And it's a 10-year-old Saab, but it's really in excellent condition. He would drive it himself if he could.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Stoop Storytelling Series podcast. I'm Laura Wexler.
And I am Jessica Hankin. This week on the podcast, Car Talk, with apologies to Click and Clack. So two stories about making the best out of car troubles.
All right. Before we get started, we want to thank the Park School of Baltimore, an independent co-ed progressive pre-K through grade 12 school located just minutes from the city.
So this is
in your car.
In your car. Yeah. This is I think a first time ever that we have done a podcast episode with just audience storytellers. So what that means is that in our main stage shows, we have the curated folks that we've worked with, and then we have three folks who are just brave, adrenaline filled.
Or crazy.
Or any of the above. They just throw their name in and they come and they tell their own story on the theme of the night. So the first storyteller, Jim Everett, I honestly don't know much about him because he just came into our lives and left.
You know more about his car
than
him.
Yes, his car and his wife. So, but it was such a funny story. I think that you will very much appreciate it. So give a listen to Jim Everett's Geo Metro story.
This story happened many years ago. It began when I was living in New York City, and I was in Central Park one Saturday afternoon, and I met 20 German au pairs, as you do. And I became friends with one of them, and she would periodically come into the city, and we would see shows and go out to dinner. And one day we were planning to see a show, and she said, "I cannot make the show tonight because my au pair year is over tomorrow, and I have booked a year pass to travel across the country on a train." I said, "Okay." So I went to the show, and then I decided I would meet her out west. So I flew out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, rented a car, and met her in a hostel in which she was staying. So we got in the car and we started having adventures. We went to the Petrified Forest, we went to the Grand Canyon, we saw all the things one is supposed to see on a Southwest road trip. One day, we were driving along and we saw a Native American burial ground. So we went and visited that, and it was, again, it was what it was, a Native American burial ground. And I saw a sign that said Scenic Overlook, okay? So I thought, that looks cool. It's a kind of a dirt road going up a really dangerous-looking cliff, and it's probably a good view from up there. So I drove the car over there, and it said road restricted to SUVs, ATVs, and there was a little asterisk, and I thought I saw at the bottom, and rented Geo Metros. So excellent, right? That's what I had, so... So we started up this hill, okay? It was fine. You could see that we were getting, kind of high, and it was getting a bit dark, and sun was starting to go down, so it was really very scenic. But we hadn't reached the scenic overlook yet, so we had to keep going. But at this point, the car was kind of hitting lots of bumps and rivets, and we got to the top, saw the sunset, and we were heading back down now. So we went up, had to come back down the same way. So what was difficult going up was impossible going down. I mean, every rock was kind of taking the front end alignment completely out of whack, and the car was bottoming out, making really, really scary, nasty noises. So I looked over at her, and I assessed the situation. I thought, she weighs all of 100 pounds. She's the problem. If she gets out of the car, I'll be able to get down safely, and then I'll walk back and get her or something. So I asked her to get out of the car, which she does. She's not asking questions because she trusts me at this point. So I start down, and the problem was not solved. And this shocked me because I thought that would have done it. So I thought, well, now the only thing really to do now is for me to get out of the car. So I got out of the car, and my plan was, with her standing back far watching in the distance, I'm going to stand outside the car, reach in with my left hand, grab the steering wheel, reach in with my right hand, and slowly, expertly work the emergency brake and walk the car down the cliff. So I've got my left hand on the steering wheel. I'm leaning in. I've got my right hand on the emergency brake. And this is the part where I'm going to gently let it go. I gently let it go. The car starts rolling down the hill, okay? I'm running after the car. I jump in. My face is now on the seat of the car. My feet are sticking out the window. And the car is careening down the hill. So I pull the emergency brake. Nothing happens. So it's like a game of Twister. I still have a free limb. So I reach down with my left hand and push on the brake pedal. And the car eventually comes into a nice skidding stop. Okay, so we live to tell the story, and now we're married, so that all worked out well. So thank you.
So, yeah, I love the happy ending that ends up being his wife, even though he essentially... The part that I loved the most was she's the issue. She's the problem. She needs to get out of the car. So it's very funny. Well done.
Nice. Before we get started for our next car story, I want to thank Golden West, a vegan-forward restaurant located on the avenue in Hamden. They have a late-night carry-out window, and they have lots of good Southwestern food on their menu, so check them out. And we want to thank Baltimore Magazine, who celebrates and chronicles this complicated town. You can pick up a copy on Newsstand or visit baltimoremagazine.com. You can check out their podcast, Local Flavor Live.
Okay, so this next audience storyteller told this story, I think these were both at our travel show.
Yes, it was a while ago.
Yeah, so like almost 10 years ago. Crazy. Julie.
You think they still have the same car?
In her case, definitely not. It wasn't her car. But so Julie told this great story. Julie Sharper, she is a journalist. And she just, like I said, put her name in and told the following tale. So give a listen.
So I never went to summer camp when I was a kid. The closest I ever came to was writing camp at Towson University. Talk about dork camp. But so we had like crazy times. My sister and I used to soak our feet in big garbage cans of cold water. And she would talk to me about Flannery O'Connor. So I'm going to bypass childhood and move on to adulthood and some of the most fun summer times I had happened last year when my best friend Emmett bought a car off of eBay, because that's probably a really good idea. And he lives in New Orleans, and he bought the car from a used car dealership in a town in West Virginia, because that's probably a really good idea, too. The song totally inspired me to tell this story. So he says, you know, hey, can I fly into Baltimore, and we'll rent a car and drive to West Virginia and pick up my car and drive down to New Orleans, and then you can fly back and, you know, we'll have a really good time. Absolutely, that sounds great, you know. And I was sort of at a new job. I only had a couple days of vacation. I'm like, I will spend my 4 days of vacation that I get in these 2 years with you going to West Virginia, because this is a great plan. So we drive. He also, I love him. We've been friends for about a decade. But he has a really bad temper. So while he was here, like, people never really yell at me. People, you know, I'm pretty innocuous. I'm not quite 5 feet tall. But while we were here, like, and I was in his presence, like, at least three people just started screaming at us, and he started screaming back. And, like, a friend of mine had to, like, drag him down North Avenue screaming. So, you know, when we get to West Virginia and we pick up the car and, you know, it's just this like beautiful day and the grass is green and the man that we buy the car from seems very nice and charming, although he doesn't really answer questions in a lot of detail, you know. And it's a 10-year-old Saab, but it's really in excellent condition. He would drive it himself if he could. In fact, he really hates to part with this car, but he's going to because he can tell that Emmett's a very special person. So we get in the car and we start driving, and you know, we're listening to Madonna and we're singing, and Emmett is very gay and very Jewish, and he's like, you know, can I be in West Virginia like this? Like, you know, are we going to get stopped at some point by, like, the gay and Jewish patrol? And plus, you know, we're listening to Madonna. But it's all kind of perfect. We stop at this little cemetery that we see from the roadside, and we eat a picnic, and we sort of are like communing with the spirits of the dead, and we're thinking about how they're so happy that we're alive, and blah, blah, blah. So we get back in the car, and we're driving along. We've got the music cranked up again. And Emmett's, you know, he takes some Xanax and stuff. So and when he doesn't have it, like, I'm kind of like, Xanax. So, you know, he thinks he hears something in the car. And I'm like, Emmett, honey, come on. You know, we had this when you thought that the Barnes & Noble was closed and you started freaking out. Like, don't freak out. It's cool. There's nothing wrong with this car, you know. It's been fine. We got it exactly 24 hours ago. What could go wrong with the car? So then what I thought was this, you know, backbeat was actually the car going ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. And so we had to pull over there, and we sort of pushed the car off the highway. Some nice gentleman stopped and talked to us about his shrapnel in his body and his impending marriage to a woman that he worked with at Bob Evans. And I'm on the phone with AAA, because I took my AAA card, thank God, and I said, excuse me, sir, could you tell me where we are exactly? He said, you're in Beaver. And so the car had broken down in Beaver, West Virginia. We took it, we were towed to Mossy's garage. And as we sat there, I was in the office there at Mossy's garage while Emmett was dealing with the car. Oh, when we pulled in, absolutely like every flavor of like West Virginia stereotype walked up, like the shaved head and like the mutton chops and like, you know, the handlebar mustache. And they all stood there around this 10-year-old sob, and Emmett turned it on and it made its ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. And they all said, that's bad. That's real bad. So I'm there in the office, and this dog walks in real mangy, and there's a man eating his lunch. And he throws the dog some meat. And then in the corner, there's this real, like, you know, sort of big older guy who kind of doesn't have teeth, so he's got this sort of, like, prune mouth thing going on. And he starts barking. And I was like, oh, my God, everything that I've heard is true. And the man throws lunch meat into this elderly man's mouth. But it was okay, because it was a joke. And then they towed the car. Well, they kept the car there. They rode us in the tow truck to a hotel, the only hotel in town. And it was across from the only restaurant in town, which was called Biscuit World. And we'd seen the signs and been making jokes about it for a long time. Biscuit World, if you ever see one, they offer biscuit sandwiches called Ron, Mary B., Tootie, and Golden Thunder, among other options. So we ate all of our meals there for 2 days while they tried to fix the car. They could not fix the car. We could not rent a car out of Beaver. We could not take a bus. Obviously, we couldn't take a train, no planes, whatever. So we left Beaver using the only means of transportation that we could indeed rent, which was a U-Haul truck. And they had sold out of the smallest U-Haul trucks. So we took the 17-footer. I have to wrap this up. But we took that to Wheeling, where we rented a car that we used to drive back to Baltimore. But that was the most fun I've ever had in the summer. And Emmett was happy the whole time, just laughed. And we had a really good time. Thank you.
Craigslist stories. Remember, there was a whole time where there were all these sort of stories of, like, you don't hear much about it anymore.
Well, because it's like no one really uses Craigslist anymore because it's like all scams.
Creepy, yeah.
Well, it's scams. Like, oh. It's literally people who try to make you, like, do weird. I know this because when I was trying to sell a bunch of stuff when my dad was moving, it was really disappointing. Ah.
So how did you end up selling it?
We just didn't. We just gave it away.
Yeah.
So anyway. I'm sure there's a better method than what I just said, but
yeah,
if you know about it, dear listener, yeah, please tell us.
I loved all those Craigslist stories. I mean, I just, yes, just the encounters. We want to thank Baltimore Center Stage. You can get tickets at centerstage.com. And we want to thank The Wine Source, 3601 Elm Avenue in Hamden, a terrific sponsor of The Stoop.
If you could, if you don't mind, if you would please leave us a review at Apple Podcasts.
If you don't mind, if you have a minute.
Or wherever
we don't
you
trouble
get
you.
Your podcast, please. And you can find out more about our live shows and workshops at stoopstorytelling.com. And thank you, as always, to Maureen Harvey for taking such good care of us. Have a
good
week.
See you next week.